زعفری ریشیکش های تان از سین ریشیکش منطقه فرید and that my camps are over so I am free, so if you can come to Hrishikesh, please come, I said. So they came. And so the news spreads and all of you got it and got interested. But one thing you should know, that it is not from the beginning. It is somewhere in the middle of the Brahma Sutra. Okay? So we have already done Adhyasa Bhashya. Now the Jijnyasati Karanam, the Sutra, and then Sutra Vyakshanam by Bhashyakara, that is what we are going to do. How is the mic? Is it misbehaving?
It's not working.
There seems to be a loose connection.
Ramachandran has left already? You check. Now it is working. So it's a loose connection somewhere.
It's sensitive.
Maybe you can fix the... Do you want a mic stand?
No, but this is better, really speaking. But you mean stand is better than this?
Yes, be better.
There is no stand here, you know. Really speaking, this is better. This is very convenient. But is it working now?
Yeah.
Yes, it is working? Okay. That is even better. Eh? But that you put off that? That you put off and keep this only?
Yeah.
It is put off now?
Yes.
Now how is it? It is working. And how is it for me? Is it okay? So first sutra I am going to do. You see what happens to that sakya? Suddenly it goes up. So it is not proper.
Are
you willing to sit on the floor? So please come here. Or you want a chair, pull the chair and bring the chair here.
I can sit here.
Okay. Oh, he is coming? Ramachandran is coming. You see, it is only a matter of adjusting the touch. You can test your hand on it. It is supposed to work very well. Now how is it? Is it uniform? Okay, let us leave it like that. Om Shri Guru Namaha Hari Om Shruti Smruti Purana Namalayam Karnalayam Namami Bhagavat Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Tato Brahma Jinyasa
Tato Brahma Jinyasa.
So the first sutra and there are three words in it, atha, ataha, brahma jijnyasa. Atha means afterwards. Afterwards what? That is a big discussion. Ataha, from this reason, because of this reason. It is the meaning of ataha. Ataha means asmat, panchami ekavachanam. And panchami means hetu. Therefore asmat mane asmat hetu. Because of this reason. Brahma jnyasa, the desire to know Brahman, that is the word. Is it not coming all right? Ramachandran, please come. So he is also not sure of this thing, so he came with a stand. अब क्या बोल रहे हैं?
How many classes have been covered?
अध्यास वाश्यम at least 10 classes.
13
classes. It is available on the website. If you want to listen to अध्यास वाश्य, which is already done in English by me, if you want to listen to that, you can go to www. kvgsatsang.org. उसको बंद करना पड़ेगा ना. ये अच्छा हो गया तो बहुत अच्छा होता है. इसको थोड़ा ट्राई कर. ओके दिस इज बेटर बट ओनली यू हैव टू इंक्रीज द वॉल्यूम फॉर माय सेक नॉट फॉर योर सेक. ओम मेबी अ लिटिल लेस स्लाइटली लेस. ओके नाउ वी आर सेटेड. सो अतः अस्मात् हेतोः because of this reason. So the sutra is very very simple and straightforward. So afterwards therefore you have to decide which is that preceding the Brahma Jignyasa, because afterwards something the Brahma Jignyasa, the desire for knowing Brahman, after you satisfy something, that is the meaning of afterwards. And because of this reason there are so many other things like karma etc. Why this desire for the jnana, that is, that also should be settled. So atha ataha, afterwards therefore the desire to know Brahman, that is the meaning of the three words. Okay, now finally we are going to settle it this way. Atha sadhana chatushtaya sampatyanantaram, that is the meaning that we are going to arrive at. So immediately after, anantaram means immediately after, not just after, immediately after. Navidyate antaraha yasmin. So immediately after sampatti, acquiring the wealth. Sampatti is the wealth, that is the real wealth. People have a wrong notion about wealth. They think that money, bank account, and then real estate, etc., that is considered wealth. That is not wealth. That is a noose around the neck. That is what it is really. The wealth is that inner space, that peace and quietude that you have within. And you can be at peace, and you can be happy for no reason whatsoever. That is the wealth. And that wealth you have to acquire. The outer wealth you can inherit. This wealth you cannot inherit, you have to acquire it. And that's why this wealth is in the form of four sadhanas. Sadhana means the effort. You work on it and acquire it. So what are the four? He will discuss. So four qualifications you should acquire. Now you see people, they are not very keen about acquiring qualification. They are keen about making wealth. Like you get a degree B.Tech. So the love for B.Tech is not that much. The love is for the money. And therefore the B.Tech is a means of acquiring money. Therefore you acquire B.Tech. So like that. That is how the human mind, the worldly people think like that. But really speaking, these four qualities, these are the qualities of heart, mind and heart. They are the qualities. Qualities of mind and heart. Like Viveka is of the mind. Vairagya is of the heart. Like that. They are the qualities. And we have to acquire these qualities. These are the real wealth. Viveka is the real wealth. And having acquired this, you become eligible for Brahmajnana. So why should we have these qualities? What happens? Suppose I don't acquire these four qualities, Viveka, etc. I study Brahmajnana. There are books about it and there are teachers who teach. And so I study. Where do you want to study? Out of curiosity. Kautuhalam. I will study. Out of curiosity I will study. I don't want to acquire those qualities. I am busy otherwise. Who cares for these qualities? But I am interested in studying Brahma Sutras or Brahma or Vedanta. So I will study out of curiosity. What is wrong with it? Nothing wrong, but you will not get Brahmajnana. You can still study Brahma, the Vedanta, you will not get Brahmajnana. What does it indicate to you? Does it not show you the distinction between the knowledge at the intellectual level? And already it is showing. Already it is showing, you know.
You see, without these four qualities, just out of curiosity, you can go to a teacher and you can know Sanskrit well. It need not be Sanskrit also, because the whole thing can be translated quite well. And there are teachers who teach in English quite well. And therefore, you can become a scholar without any problem. But why this insistence on the four qualities? Because we are not aiming at scholarship. That's why this insistence. Therefore, even while insisting upon the four qualities in the meaning of atha, you are aiming at scholarship only, means you got it all wrong. Then right away we are attacking the point, okay? So atha, after acquiring the four qualities only, then only the study of Vedanta will make any sense. It will help you to discover what it's supposed to help you. It helps you to know yourself, and only when these four qualities are fulfilled, you will be able to know yourself as it is presented in the Shastra. Otherwise, you will badly fail in realizing the truth, in spite of acquiring elaborate scholarship in the absence of these four qualities. Therefore, these four qualities, which are described by the word atha, become the prerequisites. That is the purpose of atha. That is the meaning of atha. We will discuss, but just I am giving you some basic description. Atha means sadhana chatushtaya sampatti anantaram. You may want to say that expression. Atha sadhana chatushtaya sampatti anantaram. Then ataha. You see, there is wealth in the world. We can acquire it and become happy. Or there are bhogas in the world. Bhogas, pleasures are there. Marvelous pleasures are there. If only you have wealth, any kind of pleasures are available in the marketplace. So why not acquire those pleasures? No, we want to have the pleasures of heaven, not this world. We want more than that. Then go ahead and do some karmas like Agnishtoma, etc. Why do you want Brahmajnana? Because the wealth in the world is a burden, it's a bondage. There is no happiness in it. Whereas we want happiness. And then the bhogas in the world, they won't give you any happiness at all. They will give you only roga. Bhoge roga bhayam. They make us sick. They won't help us to gain happiness. So anybody who thinks that there is happiness in bhoga, that thinking is called delusion, moha. And therefore there is no happiness in the bhogas. Then heaven. Heaven is it is paroksha. In the first place it is paroksha. You are just imagining it. And it is not around as of now. And hopefully it will come later. That is one thing. Secondly, even heaven. The Shruti which tells you there is a heaven and you can get it by this karma, etc. The same Shruti talks a lot about the heaven. This is called the fine print. You know, when they offer a stock, they tell you this is the great stock, grand stock it is, and the company is doing extremely well. Sir, you want to sit in the chair or you can sit on the mat? Chair, yeah, please take it. So, the stock is being offered. Such and such is the CEO of this company. This is the consortium which is running this company. It is an upcoming company. It has a great future. Therefore, purchase the stock. Like that he will tell. All that will be in a very wonderful big print. Okay? And then there is a thing called fine print that you cannot read. It is in such a short font. The font also, you know, the font they have developed, the particular font, I have examined that font. You know, that font, A to Z, all letters look alike. Unless you see carefully, you cannot distinguish between B and D. They look alike. C and E look alike. Then you have to really look with a magnifying glass. Very confusing font it is. And with that font, in very fine print, he will tell you the risk factors involved in this stock. Okay? Similarly, Veda also does something like that. It says in big, big statements, Yudhishthira Vena Swarga Kamo Yajeta Ityadi. And then in fine print it says, so, Yathaya Karma Chito Lokaha Kshiyate, Thapniya Chito Lokaha Kshiyate. That in fine print it says. Therefore, even Swarga is not going to fulfill, give fulfillment to you. Therefore, Ataha. Okay? So, Ataha Karma Phalasya Anichatvat. That is the meaning. So you may say ataha karma phalasya anityatvat. So in the context of Veda, we only talk of karma. We don't talk of wealth, worldly wealth and bhoga. That is set aside. Even the karma phala, as it is presented by the Veda, is unreal. Anityatvat. And also, but then, okay, karma phala is anityam. So if we are not interested, we don't pursue. Why should we pursue jnana? Why should we, just because karma phala is anitya, what is the reason to pursue jnana? You say, jnana phalasya cha nityatvat.
Jnana phalasya cha nityatvat.
So that is the meaning of ataha. Ataha means for this reason. What is that reason? It is indeed two points in that reason. One, the result of the karma, namely svarga, etc., is unreal. Two, the result of jnana, which is moksha, freedom, is real for this reason. So, okay. Now, atharnataha, brahmajnyasa. Brahmajnyasa means brahmajnane chha. That is, sanpratyaya, jnatum chha jnyasa, sanpratyaya. Okay. Jnya is the dhatu, put sun. So, when you put sun, the jnya gets doubled. Not only doubled, so only haladishyasha, the first hal remains, so jakara remains, and then sanyataha, that a becomes e, jignya sanna, and it is a strilinga pratyaya, therefore it is always a strilinga, therefore top will come jignyasa, that is how the rupa happens, and san pratyaya, it means icha, desire. Desire means not the desire that you have to give up and all that, not that kind of desire. So I would prefer it to say as longing. So the longing to know, that is jignyasa. So what is Brahma then? Brahma is nitya vastu, timeless reality. And once you say it is timeless reality, it also becomes spaceless automatically. Because the space and time are invariably connected to each other to such an extent that instead of calling it space and time, you prefer to call it space-time with a hyphen. So whatever is limited in space is necessarily limited in time. And whatever is timeless is spaceless. Whatever is spaceless is timeless. So when you look around the physical world, the entire physical world is space-bound and time-bound, entire physical world. It is contained in the space, therefore space-bound. And it is contained within the flow of time, therefore time-bound, entire physical world. Therefore, in the name of moksha, etc., are you offering something which is part and parcel of the physical world? No. Because if what is offered by jnana, what I get is part of the physical world, it will be bound by space-time again. You see, in Vedanta, Dindima, Shankaracharya says, all these lokas, including Kailasa and Vaikuntha, etc., they all come within the Brahmanda, means within the physical world. And therefore, they are bound by space-time, and therefore, they will end. We are not looking for something which is within the physical world. We are looking for something which is metaphysical. That is the meaning of Brahma. Brahma means metaphysical. You see, Brahma means spaceless. First meaning is the word-to-word meaning. Brahma means spaceless. Because it is spaceless, it is timeless. Because it is free from space-time boundaries, it is metaphysical. That is the meaning of the Brahma. And we want to know that metaphysical. No means realize that metaphysical. Athato brahma jignyasa. Okay? Now, I will be saying so many things about this Brahma eventually. So, Adhado Brahma Jnasa, that is the sutra. Now, let us take Shankara. Atra,
Atha
Shabdaha,
Anantaryartha,
Parivrahyate, Adhikarartha. You see, this word Atha is there. Atra Asmin Brahma Sutre, Asmin Sutre, or Asyam Brahma Vidyayam. You can take it at Atra. In this sutra, or in this Brahma Vidya, this word Atha Shabdaha, the word Atha is there. What is its meaning? The Atha, generally, Atha has two meanings. One is beginning. Beginning, that is called Adhikara. Adhikara is not eligibility and all that here. Adhikara means beginning. And Atha also means afterwards. And Atha has another meaning, Mangalam. So, really speaking, Mangalam is not its meaning. Atha is equal to Mangalam, it is not. When you say Atha, that sound gives Mangalam. That is the idea. It is like they have some Bheri Nada. The king is coming. So they beat the drum, the drum beat. The drum beat, it will be giving a sound, dham, 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 like that, they beat it. In beating so, a sound is created. That sound signifies auspiciousness. You see, when the marriage party is going on the road, and you hear that music, some kind of a gana bajana will be there. There will be some piper will be there, one or two pipers will be there. And also some drum beating or some rodanga beating, something will be there. And you need not even see, from the distance you can tell some marriage party is coming. Swamiji, kuni kuchu patande avro. ఈ వీటి కొంచెం ముందుకు వచ్చేస్తే కూర్చున్నారు. ఓకే కూర్చున్నా. దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఫస్ట్ డే, దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ రిక్వైర్స్ సమ్ అడ్జస్ట్మెంట్. ఫ్రమ్ నెక్స్ట్ క్లాస్ ఆన్వర్డ్స్ థింగ్స్ విల్ బి ఇన్ ప్లేస్. ఈవెన్ ఫర్ ది ఫస్ట్ డే ది ప్లస్ థింగ్ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్ రీజనబుల్ వెల్. ఐ విల్ హ్యాపీ. సో మైక్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఇట్ సెట్ క్వైట్ వెల్. సో వెన్ యూ హియర్ ది ఫెరీ సాంగ్ ఢమ్ 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 ఢమ్, that is all auspiciousness. It is not the meaning of the sound. Auspiciousness, is it the meaning of the sound? No. The sound signifies auspiciousness. Similarly, suppose you say Om, that signifies auspiciousness. Similarly, you say Atha, that signifies auspiciousness. You see, I used to hear before Brahma Sutra class, my father used to say Om Atha, Om Atha, Om Atha. Arey, why you say Atha, Atha, Atha? Arey, Mangalam it is. No meaning, don't look for meaning. There is no meaning there. It is only Mangalam. Therefore, Atha meaning Mangalam, no. Atha signifies Mangalam. So, just by saying Atha, the Bhashya, the Sutrakara, has already performed that ritual called Mangala Acharanam. He has done it. Because he said Atha, okay? Therefore, now you keep the Mangalam aside. Now there are two meanings left for us. One is Adhikara, meaning beginning. For example, Atha Yoga Anushasanam. The meaning, you know what is the meaning? Yoga Anushasanam Arabhyate Ityarthaha. Yoga Anushasanam, the discipline of yoga, is being started. That is the meaning of Atha. Now, is it here so? No. Na Adhikara Arthaha. This is not Adhikara. Adhikara is beginning. Don't think that Adhikara is something else, okay? Then if Adhikara is not the meaning, then you are left with one more meaning. Mainly, there may be some other meanings which we will consider and dismiss later. But presently, the another meaning waiting in the wings is Anantarya, afterwards. That is what Bhashyakara says. Anantarya Arthaha. You see, I am teaching mainly the Bhashya, but occasionally, I will pull out a few sentences from Ratna Prabha and discuss that also. That much only I am doing now. I am not relying upon, I am not going into Bhamati and all that. Okay? That has to be studied separately if you wish. So, and in Ratna Prabha also, only the relevant portions I am pulling out. Okay? Ratna Prabhakara is a Mimamsaka, Purva Mimamsaka. Everything he will put in the structure of Mimamsa Nyayas. Nyaya is the logic, you know, the method of analyzing, that is called Nyaya, method of analysis. And he puts everything in that method. So that's why the students of Vedanta are supposed to have studied Purva Mimamsa. But that is not the case in all with all students. Therefore, Ratna Prabhakara can become somewhat a burdensome if you want to go word by word. Therefore, whatever Mimamsa Nyayas that you can easily understand, I will pull them out and tell you. And whatever Ratna Prabhakara says, that throws a lot more light on the Bhashya sentence, that also I will pull out. Okay? The rest of the Ratna Prabha, if you want, you can read it yourself. So, Atra Atha Shabdaha Anandarya Arthaha Parigrihyate. We accept it like that, we take it like that. Parigrihyate. It is taken that way. Na Adhikara Arthaha. Why so? What is the reason for it? The reason is Adhikara Brahma Jignyasayaha Anadhikariyatvat. You see, Adhikara is beginning. Suppose you want to do something, then you begin to work, right? Begin goes with doing. Begin goes with doing. Begin does not go with being. You see the distinction? So, when you want to do something, then you have to begin doing. But here, we are not planning to do something. There is no doing here. This is a knowing it is, okay? Not to being, not to doing. Therefore, arambhartha doesn't apply here. And also one more thing, this brahma jignyasa it is. Jignyasa means the longing to know. You see, the longing cannot be done. Ichha na kriyate, ichha jayate. Bhavati. The longing happens. You don't do the longing. Longing happens. Therefore, Brahma Jignyasayaha, the desire or the longing to know Brahma cannot be made. Anathikarya. It cannot be started. It is like now I will make the beginning of the desire for Brahma, for knowing Brahman. You cannot do like that. See, to put it in simple terms, Ichha hota hai. Ichha kiya nahi, nahi na kiya jata hai. Okay? Ichha hota hai. The desire happens. The desire is not done. You see, happening and doing. Happening and doing. Okay? Now, suppose I got a desire to have a car, and then I take a loan and purchase the car. The first one is happening, the desire to own a car happens. Take a loan and purchase it, you do. So doing is the beginning, adhikara is at the second stage. Ichha and then ichha karyam, ichha desire. The effort that the desire leads to, right? Every desire is followed by an action. That action is begun. It begins, not the ichha. Ichha doesn't begin. The action begins, right? Then what about ichha? Ichha hota hai. Ichha happens, okay? How it happens? There is some raga, there is some vasana inside. Out of that vasana, ichha happens and the karma starts. Right? Therefore, now it is clear, do you start the desire or do you start the action that follows the desire? What do you start? The action that follows the desire. Not that you don't start the desire. Desire happens. Therefore, that is what Shankara means. So, brahma jignyasayaha. The argument is valid for any ichha. Not only for Brahma Jnana Ichha, for any Ichha, The same logic applies. Therefore, Brahmajnana Ichha cannot be begun. So, Brahmajnana Ichhayaha Anadhikariyatvad means Brahmajnana Ichha na arabhyate. Okay? So, Brahmajnana Ichha bhavati na arabhyate. Brahmajnana Vicharaha, following the Brahmajnana Ichha, Brahma Vicharaha arabhyate. Brahma Vicharaha. Therefore, he takes the primary meaning. Vachyartha he takes. What is the Vachyartha? Brahma Jignyasa, mane Brahma Jnana Ichha. That is the Vachyartha. And taking the primary meaning, he dismisses the Adhikara meaning. Okay? But later he may resort to the Lakshana. That comes later. Presently, it is Ichha. Therefore, that is used to dismiss the meaning of Adhikara for Atha. Okay? Mangalasya cha Vakyarthe Samanvaya Bhavat. What about Mangala? Mangala is also given as a meaning. Some Lekhanto, etc. Mangala is also given as a meaning. Though it is really not a meaning, but still he is considering. So, why not Mangala meaning? No, Mangala is not meaning. The sound signifies Mangala. Why not a meaning? You see, suppose Atha means Mangalam. Then Ataha, Brahmajnana Ichha. Where will you put this Mangalam? It doesn't fit into the syntax of the sentence. It cannot be part of the cogent sentence. It can only be something which is signified by the sound. Therefore, Mangala as a meaning you need not consider. Okay? Samanvaya Bhavat, Mangala, the word, cannot fit into a cogent sentence structure. Therefore, we set it aside. That just leaves us with Anantaryartha. Arthantara prayukte eva. Mangala is not, you need not take it as the meaning. You use the word artha in some other meaning. Arthantara prayuktaha. He because arthantara prayuktaha athashabdaha. The word artha used in a different meaning. Not used in the meaning of Mangala, used in another meaning, whatever that another meaning is. When you hear it, Shrutya, Shrutya is not Veda. When you hear it, it serves the purpose of Mangala. Like Bheri, you hear it, it serves the Mangala, purpose of Mangala. And in the temple, the more you beat the bell, the more Mangala it is, like that people believe. And therefore they go on beating it. And they pull the child also and put it upwards. So the child also beats the bell. For the child, it is a play. For the mother or father, it is Mangala for the child. Just a sound. You hear the sound, the purpose of Mangala is served. Mangala cannot be the meaning. Because if you take the meaning of Mangala, it doesn't fit into the structure of the sentence. Okay? So all that is settled. Purva prakruta pekshayascha phalakaha anantarya vyatirekat. Okay, before you come to that vakya, let me see. So, sometimes, you know, the Athashabda, I am now pulling something from Ratnakutha. Sometimes the Athashabda is used in a slightly different meaning. So, you see, you have one thing. In comparison to that thing, or with reference to that thing, there is another thing. In such a context, Atha is used. Okay? Like for example, so prapanchaha mithya. Prapanchaha mithya. That is one proposition. Prapanchaha mithya. Atha prapanchaha satyam iti dvitiyam matam. So what is the first, somebody said prapanchaha mithya. Somebody said that. Then somebody else comes and says, Atha mama matam prapanchaha satyam. He says that. Okay. Now what happened? There is one proposition and then another proposition. It is not anantaryartha. It is simply juxtaposition, keeping two propositions side by side. In such a situation also, Atha can be there. Okay? There, the anantarya is of two kinds. One is, the first one becomes a precondition for the second. That is not that kind of anantarya. The another kind of anantarya is, there is no connection between the two. They are independent propositions. This is said, and having said that, now something else is said. In between, atha is used. So that kind of atha it is, possible, you know, that kind of atha. It is not that kind of atha. Because, you see, phalataha means phalasya, that taha tasil, sarva vibhaktikas tasil. The tasil could be panchami or it could be any other vibhakti also. Take it as shashti vibhakti. So phalasya, purva prakruta pekshayaha, cha. Anand phalataha anandaryam yatirekat. Okay. See, suppose, let me see this. Phalataha phalasya chartaha. So atha brahma jityasa. It is something like prapanchaha mithya atha prapanchaha satyam iti mama matam. Similarly, that means this atha means with reference to something which was earlier there, with reference to that, this new proposition is presented as atha. Okay? This is what is called purva prakruta apeksha. Atha means it requires something which is already relevant. Purva prakruta, which is relevant earlier, means already relevant. Therefore, there must be something which is relevant, and then you say atha, and then you say brahmajnanecha. It must be said like that. So, suppose what is already relevant, its result is brahmajnanecha. Okay? Then the atha is used in the meaning of anantarya only. Anantarya avyatirekat. You see, when you say afterwards, what comes afterwards is the outcome of what was earlier to afterwards. Right? You have afterwards. Afterwards means something is said after the word afterwards. And there must be something before the word afterwards. And that is called purva prakruta. Purva prakruta. Whatever is before the word afterwards, atha, whatever before the word atha, whatever is there, that is called purva prakruta. And something is said after the word atha. So this purva prakruta, with reference to purva prakruta, the atha is used before brahmajnanecha. Okay? Then, therefore, the purva prakruta is there. Immediately afterwards, brahmajnanecha is put. Okay? That is what you have said. But suppose, whatever is purva prakruta, its outcome is brahmajnanecha, suppose. Then also you use the word atha in the meaning of afterwards. So that is what we are doing. Therefore, what you are saying, there is something purva prakruta, and then atha is used, and brahmajnanecha is put there. That is what you are saying. Fine, let it be so. What we are saying is, whatever is purva prakruta, its phalam becomes a brahmajnane ichha. That way we are saying, by adding the phala, the anantarya is not disturbed. Okay? Brahmajnana, I am reading Ratra Prabha. Brahmajnasayaha purvam artha vishesha prakrutaha nasti. Here you said artha and then Brahmajnasa. Before Brahmajnasa you find artha, but then there is nothing else is said. Purvam prakruta is not said. Okay? And yasmat tasyaha arthantaratvam athashabdena uchyata. Suppose you say one thing and then say Brahmajnasa. So having said something else, now you are saying Brahmajnasa. Therefore this is another proposition corresponding to the first proposition. Therefore, to distinguish between two distinct propositions, you may want to put atha here. Okay? That is the meaning of atha, just saying the another proposition. But that situation doesn't exist here. Why? Because after atha a proposition is there, but before atha you don't find any proposition. Therefore, the atha cannot be in that sense. In which sense? One proposition, say atha, a second proposition. That way atha can be used. Even if the two propositions are independent, there is no such proposition here. The first proposition doesn't exist. Before atha there is no proposition whatsoever. Only one proposition is there that comes after atha. Therefore, atha cannot be in that sense of just drawing a line before two propositions. Like on a paper, when you write two sentences, to separate them cleanly and distinctly, what do? Draw a line there. Put a line there. They are separated. That is the purpose of that line. Otherwise, you don't need a line. But here, atha may serve such a purpose. Therefore, there is something else earlier, draw a line atha, and then this is Brahmajnasa. We can say like that, in which case, atha will not have any special meaning. Okay? So why not do like that? No, you cannot do like that here. Why? Because to do that, you should have a proposition attached to this atha before atha. You don't have it. The Mimamsakas, their Gudha Abhisandhi is like that. They say, first do all the karmas, draw a line, then go for Brahmajnana. They want to introduce karmas into Brahmajnanam that way. Khabardar, don't do karma anywhere near to any kind of sense. Here, there are karma, atha, brahma, aisa nahi hai. Here only atha, brahma is there. Atma prakruta is not there. Therefore, atha cannot be a kind of separating line between two different propositions. So you cannot neutralize the meaning of atha. Just put atha as a neutralizing barrier. You cannot do that. Because there is no purva prakruta. Okay? So, yadi phalasya jijnyasa padokta kartavya vicharasya hetutvena yat purvam prakrutam tadapeksha asti iti apeksha balat prakruta hetu makshipya tataha arthantaratva uchyate. Suppose you say, no purva prakruta is not there, we agree. But the word atha is used. Atha means afterwards. So to make the meaning meaningful, to make the meaning of the word atha meaningful, it does require something before that. Suppose you argue like that. Then we will say that purva prakruta you bring in, and whatever purva prakruta you bring in, the brahmajnana ichha must be the phalam to that purva prakruta. We will say like that. In saying so, by bringing in the purva prakruta, the afterwards sense is taken care of, and also the purva prakruta adds to the brahmajnana ichha as a phalam. That additional meaning also will come. Therefore, anantarya is retained. Anantarya vyatireka, that is not different from anantarya. Suppose I say, I bring in a purva prakruta, it is not there. But by the strength of the word Atha, I bring in a Purva Prakruta. And in addition to just bringing in a Purva Prakruta, I will also add that Brahmajnana Ichha is the outcome of that Purva Prakruta, I will say. Okay? By doing that, the meaning of afterwards is not disturbed. Okay? Now, what is the whole discussion going on? I tell you, suppose you bring a karma as Purva Prakruta. Then the karma is not a hetu for Brahmajnana. Then Atha becomes some simple neutral barrier. Still serving a purpose. What is the purpose? Anandarya purpose. First karma, then Brahma. That is the purpose. This is the Mimamsaka Drishti. But we don't accept the Purva Prakruta karma. We don't want it. Because the karma is not a hetu for Brahma. So we want to put something which becomes a hetu for Brahma. Okay, you want to put karma and then Atha, then Brahma. Then what is the meaning of Atha now? That simple, neutral, non-committal afterwards. First karma and then Brahma. But the karma has no connection with Brahma. We don't want that kind of Purva Prakruta. We want a Purva Prakruta which has the role, which plays the role of Hetu, and then say Atha Brahmajnana Ichha. That means we bring in a Purva Prakruta which serves as a Hetu, as a causative element. First you acquire that causative element, then Brahmajnana Ichha becomes relevant. That kind of a Purva Prakruta we bring in. Did you follow that? By doing so, the original meaning of afterwards is not compromised. It is still there. The whatever meaning you wanted to accomplish, first karma, then Brahma, that kind of Anantarya is still maintained. But not only simple, neutral Anantarya being maintained, but also the Purva Prakruta plays an additional role of Hetu for the Brahma. That kind of a thing we want to bring in. Okay? That is what he... And by doing so, we are not compromising the basic meaning of afterwards which is accepted. That is what Shankara means by saying the Anantarya Avyatireka. See how the plot becomes thick right away. Tada, when you do that, arthantarva anantarya antarbhavati. The earlier is one thing, the latter is a second thing. That is simple arthantarva, another topic, another proposition. That is also taken care of. In addition to that, hetu phala bhava jnanaya anantaryasya avashyatvachyatvata. In addition to that, what was there brought in as the purva prakruta becomes the hetu, and brahmajnana ichha or brahmajnana related vicharaha, brahma vicharaha is the phala. So hetu phala connection is also established. Now I tend to be a little more elaborate on these points. So very subtle distinction. The subtle distinction is like this. When you say karma, afterwards Brahma, suppose you say. Now you have put two independent things, one after the other, and put an Atha in between, the right way to do. Perfect. But there is no Hetu-Phala relation. Karma, Hetu, and Phala, Brahmajnana. Karma is Hetu, Brahma is the Phala. That kind of relation is not there. Neutral Anantarya alone is there. First karma, then Brahma. No relation between the two. It is like first you come, then you come. They are not related, they are not relatives. They are simple, neutral people. First you come, then you come, like that I come. That kind of a thing. So that is okay, because that is the meaning of Atha. That is okay. But now we are doing something more than what you suggest. What we do is, we put something as the Purva Prakruta, which is an essential prerequisite for Brahma Vichara. We put that. First, that essential prerequisite, which is the Hetu. Prerequisite means Hetu. And then the outcome is Brahma Vichara. We put that there. In doing so, the original intent of the word Atha afterwards is indeed maintained. That is not compromised. It is fully maintained. And over and above, Hetu Phala Bhava is added. The earlier one is the Hetu, the latter is the Phala. Hetoh Phalam, Phalasya Hetuhu. Hetoh Phalam, Phalasya Hetuhu. Between Hetu and Phala, there is invariably Anandarya is present. Phala is always Anantara to Hetu. Hetu is always followed by Phala. That kind of Anantaryam. Therefore, we have retained the Anantaryam fully. In addition to that, we have got an additional advantage of Hetu Phala Bhava. Therefore, it is not some unrelated thing before Brahma, which is indicated by the word Atha. It is some related Hetu kind of thing which is brought in as the meaning of Atha. That is the discussion. Now I am satisfied with it. Anantarya-vitareka, that expression, it means the meaning of Anantarya is not compromised. When we introduce Hetu Phala Bhava, the Anantarya is still there. It is not opposed to Anantarya. Anantarya is maintained. Avyatireka, not opposed to Anantarya. So suppose I say, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampatti is the Hetu, Brahma Vichara is the Phala, this is first, that is second, that is the Anantarya. The Anantarya. So what we are saying is not opposed to Anantarya. Okay. That settles. Now Anantarya Artha is settled. Okay. Satija Anantarya Arthatve. Means Anantarya Artha is in place. The meaning of afterwards is in place. The Adhika Artha means the beginning is set aside. Mangala Artha is also set aside. We are all agreed upon the Anantarya Artha. And now you have to bring in Purva Prakruta. Not some neutral Purva Prakruta. What kind of Purva Prakruta you have to bring in? The Purva Prakruta which satisfies the Hetu Phala Bhava you have to bring in. Yatha Dharma Jignyasa. Purvaktam Vedadhyayanam.
Purvaktam Vedadhyayanam.
Niyamenapekshate.
Niyamenapekshate.
Evam Brahma Jignyasapi.
Evam Brahma Jignyasapi.
Yat Purvaktam.
Niyamenapekshate. Niyamenapekshate.
Tat Vaktavyam.
Tat Vaktavyam.
Okay. Now we are all agreed that something we have to bring in to make the meaning of Anantarya perfect. And that something must also have Hetu Phala Bhava. That much is settled. Now what kind of something we have to, what could be that something? Let us take a cue from Jaimini. Jaimini is the Sutrakara. Athato Dharma Jignyasa, he said. Dharma meaning Chodana Lakshanortho Dharma, he said it himself. So Chodana is the Vidhi Vakyam. That is the meaning of the word Chodana, the sentence. The Vidhi sentence. Lakshanaha mane pramanam. So Vidhivakyam pramanam means of knowing. So Vidhivakyam pramanam yasya saha chodana lakshanaha. Chodana Vidhivakyam lakshanaha pramanam yasya saha chodana lakshanaha arthaha. Arthaha means the thing. In the context of Shastra, the proposition. So that proposition is called dharma, dharma vicharaha. So what is that? What is that thing? So for which the means of knowing is the chodana vidhivakya. Okay? That is how athato dharma jinyasa. Now chodana lakshanartho dharma. Then this dharma is the action, karma. Dharma is karma. vihita karma. Vidivakya is the pramana. Therefore, vihita karma. So that is the meaning that came from the word dharma. This vihita karma vicharaha. Vinyasa is vicharaha. Take it like that. Vihita karma vicharaha. Now, when, atha, afterwards. Afterwards what? So there also, some purva prakruta you need. It is not some neutral purva prakruta. See what is said. Everybody performs everything after something else only. Suppose I am going for lunch. So I finish my class and then going for lunch. Sarvopi yatkinchit kurtva anyat karoti. Something he will do and then something he will do. Therefore atha you can put. So patham samapya atha bhojanam karomi. That there is no connection between the two. We don't want that kind of a silly, neutral meaning for the atha. Jaivane, we want to put something before that atha, which something becomes the hetu for the phava-bhava. Jaivane, okay, what is that something? Vedadhyayanam, that is what he said. And this Vedadhyayanam is the hetu for the dharma-vichara. So dharma vichara kartavya meaning there must be Vedadhyayanam before dharma vichara. Niyamena apekshate. Therefore, Jaimini said that there Shabra Bhashya Vartika Karakumara Lavata, they say Vedadhyayanantaryam athashabdarthaha. They say like that. Why Vedadhyayanantaryam? Karma karoti. So he is doing some Agnihotram. He wakes up and after snana he will doing Agnihotram. Something you can say, why bring Vedadhyayanam? Not anything we want to put there. We want to put there something which is the prerequisite for dharma vichara. That kind of something we want to put. Not some siddhi, not all something. What is that something? Vedadhyayanam. Therefore he said, Brahma dharma vicharaha niyamena. Niyamena means necessarily. Ittam bhuta lakshane tutiya. Niyamena vedadhyayanam apekshate. He said that. You said all that. So when you can put your dharma vichara in a very tight, well established situation, we Brahma people also can do something like that. Okay? Therefore we say, so I will give you the brief meaning and then we will do the sentences in the next class. We say, we are looking for something, that something is necessarily needed, is a must for Brahma Vichara to proceed. That kind of a something we will put here, just before Atha. You have done some such thing, we will also do. Then the Mimamsaka suggests, you put the same thing whatever we have put. What is that? Veda thing. Because Brahma Vichara is Upanishads. Upanishads is also Veda. Therefore, Veda Jainam first. Veda Jainanantara Brahma Vicharaha. You say like that. We have said a very similar thing. Veda Jainam Atha Dharma Vicharaha. We said, you also say the same thing. Veda Jainam Atha Brahma Vicharaha. You say that. Then Bhashyakara says, Asmakam ishtameva. That is not, we are not against it. We are not against it. But we are looking for an asadharana karanam. We are looking for a unique hetu, not sadharana karanam. See, sadharana karanam is a general cause. What is the general cause? Suppose you want to do dharma vichara. What is the prerequisite? Vedadhyayanam. What is the, suppose you say Brahma Vichara, what is the prerequisite? Vedadhyayanam. That becomes a general cause, which is acceptable to us. Ishtameva. Sadharana karanam ishtameva. You can put any number of sadharana karanas. After getting upanayanam, or after acquiring some takkashastra skills, or after acquiring some Sanskrit language and literature, like that, so many sadharana karanas you can put. So, there are many general causes. We don't want to put a sadharana hetu. Hetu you have to put before atha. What comes after Ratha becomes Phala. So Hetu you have to put. We are not interested in putting Sadharana Karanam. And Veda Dhyanam is the Sadharana Karanam. Then what will you put? Veda, with or without Veda Dhyana, that set of prerequisites which is a must for Brahmajnanam, with which Brahmajnanam is a certainty, without which, in spite of good study and scholarship also, Brahmajnanam won't take place. That kind of a thing we are hunting for. Okay? That is Shankara says. So you look at the sentence now. Satya anantaryarthatve yatha dharma jinyasa purvavrtam vedadhyayanam niyamena apekshate. In the sutra thato dharma jinyasa you need some purva prakruta, that is the vedadhyayanam, which is a must for dharma vichara. In the same way, brahma jinyasa api apekshate. Brahma vichara also, it expects something. What is that? Yat purvavrtam niyamena apekshate tat vaktavyam. What it expects, the Brahma Vichara expects something, not some Purvavrta, not a general Purvavrta. It expects something which has got the status of Hetu for Brahma Vichara, meaning because of which Brahma Vichara will become fruitful, without which Brahma Vichara will become a wasteful effort. That kind of what is called asadharana karanam, not sadharana karanam, not sadharana hetu. Asadharana hetu we have to put. Another name for asadharana hetu is pushkala hetu. So we want to put a pushkala hetu. Hetu or karanam, one and the same. That kind of a thing we will put. And that is only sadhana chatushtaya. That is Shankara. You know this? This entire proposition, it is presented by Shankara only. Before Shankara, nobody said any of this thing. Entire proposition. Like before Shankara, Bhartru Prapanchacharya and all others, they have put karma as a prerequisite for Brahma, or Veda Chayanam as prerequisite for Brahma. This proposition that karma is not a prerequisite for Brahma, it can only be some neutral thing which is sitting before. Because of the general rule, sarvopi yatkinchit kurtva yatkinchit anyat karoti, for that reason. Therefore, not karma. Then Vedajnanam, let us take Vedajnanam, a prerequisite for Brahmajnana, that also dismisses. He accepts it in general terms. As a sadharana hetu, we accept it, but not as a vishesha hetu. Unique hetu, we don't accept it. A very path-breaking approach to the meaning of atha. And then he proposes what is called sadhana chatushtayam. The word sadhana chatushtayam, it is introduced in the litany of Vedanta, in the literature of Vedanta by Shankara. And he breaks the path, he sets aside the karma. Karma anantaram, he sets it aside. Vedadhyayana anantaram, that also he sets aside. And puts a sadhana chatushtaya anantaram. Class is at 5:45 is the class. 5:45 to 6:45. And then we go for dinner at 7. 5:45. Not that switch. This is